back with another exhilarating episode of Pivotal Decisions. Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions podcast. I'm your host, Stan Paris. I'm grateful that you are tuning in to the podcast today, and here's how you can be helpful. If you will go to YouTube and you will find the Pivotal Decisions podcast on YouTube and hit that subscribe button, and I promise you, you're not signing up for anything other than to know when the next episode of Pivotal Decisions will drop, and you'll be able to listen, and it will be wonderful. So subscribe to the YouTube channel of Pivotal Decisions, and that would be great. Welcome to the podcast where we believe that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. Today's episode, I'm really excited about it because it's going to speak to every one of us. You are going to find yourself in the topic today because we all deal with this. Today's topic resonates with something Henry David Thoreau once said. He said, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. In a world filled with endless streams of information, many of us feel buried under a mountain of news, updates, urgent notifications, our phones ringing, dinging. It's nonstop. Does this sound familiar to any of you? And it can be overwhelming. In this episode of Pivotal Decisions, we're going to talk about an article I read recently by Dr. Tracy Brower. She's the senior contributor at Forbes, and she wrote an article titled Six Reasons You're Overwhelmed and How to Handle Information Overload. Dr. Brower explores the sources of today's information overload, and she talks about why it impacts us so profoundly. And I think this is really important because she's spot on. I think you're going to find this as relevant as anything that you've heard recently. If you're overwhelmed by the news, the state of things, all the negative content in the headlines, you're not alone. In fact, the majority of people are stressed and even afraid. So the overload is a big deal and something you need to pay attention to. Because if you're overwhelmed, which many of us are, it will impact you in a lot of ways. Volatility and uncertainty, it will make you a pessimistic person. It will make you defensive. It will make you difficult to deal with. And it will lead you to make poor decisions. Did you know that 78% of people across 31 countries and territories believe the world is changing too quickly for them to deal with? And this creates a deep sense of anxiety. I mean, all the studies show that we are the most anxious culture in history. People perceive there is so much crisis in so many places, and with all the implications, it is just stressing them out. This is according to a survey of almost 30,000 people by GlobeScan. This is all written by Dr. Brower in the article, Six Reasons You're Overwhelmed and How to Handle Information Overload. In addition to all of this, fear is rampant. 88% of people say they fear everything from job loss, inflation, climate change, hackers, nuclear war, information war. And in addition to that, people's trust in leaders, corporate leaders, political leaders, media, is at an all-time low. 61% of people believe leaders are actively trying to mislead them. I mean, we're in this political season, and we know this is true. Probably even higher. 61% of people believe leaders are actively trying to mislead them. This is based on a survey of 32,000 people across 28 countries conducted by Edelman. We are a stressed nation. We are overwhelmed. And with worry, anxiety, and mental health issues on the rise, this is all from the American Psychiatric Association, we need to try to deal with being overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed is impacting you as a person, as a Christian, as a church member, as a father, a mother, a coworker. I mean, this has implications in every area of your life. I know throughout our history, as a nation here in the United States, and even, you know, there's people listening all around the world, we've all faced challenging times and difficult things, but what makes today so different? Why is the overwhelm so especially overwhelming? What's the difference now than it used to be 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago? Well, according to Dr. Brower, in the 6 reasons you're overwhelmed and how to handle information overload, she gives us some reasons, and I think she's spot on. Number one, there's more bad news with more negative effects. And she writes about, this is not your imagination. There is more bad news in the headlines today than ever before. In fact, an analysis of 23 million headlines from 47 news sources in the United States found that there are a greater number of negative headlines and more that express anger, disgust, fear, and sadness since the year 2000. It's not your imagination that all you hear and see is bad news. There's more bad news and bad headlines today than ever before. And if that weren't enough, its effects are much more intense in our life. You're more likely to click on bad news compared with news that is neutral or positive. Think about that. I guess it's something in our human nature. We are more likely to click on bad news than we are good news. And don't you think that the writers of these headlines know that? Bad news tends to spread more quickly with greater numbers of people who share it, and they share it more quickly. It's more bad news. Now hear this. Bad news is much more likely to go viral than good news. That's according to published research. So understand this, that you are more likely to click on bad news than you are good news, and bad news is much more likely to go viral than good news. And when we hear and experience and take in all this bad news, it has greater impact on our well-being. This is, according to research in the National Library of Medicine, you feel the negativity much more significantly, and it will have greater impacts on your health. Bad news, this is incredible. Bad news is what they call more sticky, meaning that you are much more likely to remember the bad news than you are good news. It is not only more memorable, but it also weighs more heavily on your sense of well-being. This is according to the Journal of Personal Social Psychology. This is scientific research saying that you're more likely to click on bad news. You remember the bad news more than you remember good news. And the bad news weighs on you more heavily, and it impacts your health. The reason for all of this is a cognitive process called attentional bias. Negative news tends to activate your threat response, causing you to pay attention and put energy into something that your instincts tell you could be dangerous or require a fast response. We are killing ourselves with the intake of all the bad news. In addition, Dr. Brower says that the exposure will affect how we live our life. When you're exposed to something frequently or recently, you believe it to be more prevalent and you yourself to be more at risk. For example, if you hear a lot of news about lightning strikes, you may believe that they're on the rise and you're more likely to be struck, even if this isn't statistically accurate. Information overload creates this significant burden, and it is killing us. I think this is maybe the reason for such a rise in conspiracy theories. We now believe everything is a conspiracy theory, and let's be honest, some things have turned out to be true, but it's killing us all this bad news with all the negative effects it's having in our life. Here's number two. What makes being overwhelmed different today than it was 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago? Is there so much news and it's so accessible? Dr. Brower says another dynamic of overwhelm is there's literally more news available with more channels, more platforms, more sources. We're assessing news in multiple ways, with 86% of people say they get their news from a smartphone, a computer, or a tablet, according to the Pew Research Center. This is a big challenge. Instead of the old days, you know, when I was growing up, and this ages me, but when we were growing up, the kind of the routine, you would, as a family, you would sit down, you'd watch the local news at 6, and then world news would start at 6:30. In my house, we watched ABC News with Peter Jennings at 6:30 every night. You didn't miss it because that's where you got your news. You didn't all day long scroll through your news feeds. You didn't scroll through Twitter all day to find out what's going on in the world. To find out what was going on in the world, you watched the nightly news at 6:30. Today, you have access to news all day long. You get alerts on your phone every time something happens. When you're in line at the grocery store, when you're at a restaurant waiting on your food to come, you are checking the news. You are looking at social media. You are this going through this routine of intaking news all day. I think it's so important what Dr. Brower says about your brain. When you wake up in the morning, your brain is most malleable. It is transitioning from delta sleep waves to theta waves, which are more flexible and receptive. If you start your day by checking email or scrolling social media, you'll affect your brain more deeply when it is most open and potentially deepen the negative effects of what you're consuming. In addition, the stress of what you're reading can knock you too quickly to beta brain waves, which are part of active patterns supporting more intense thinking processes. We all know this is true. If you wake up and the first thing you do is check your email, check the news, check Twitter, check Facebook, check Instagram, look at your TikTok videos, you are damaging your brain. You are setting the tone for the entire day, and it is literally killing you. That's why I tell our church, I try to tell myself this all the time, scripture before screen. God's word, God's truth before the screen. One of the reasons why being overwhelmed today is different, one of the reasons why it's so overwhelming, is there's just so much news and it's so accessible. Number three, she writes that it's urgent. Another aspect of overwhelm is the sense that information is so urgent. Media outlets get your attention with breaking stories, headline news, or critical features. Everything today is breaking news. The news has these alerts all day long. The president arrives at the White House. Breaking news. Well, that's where he lives. Of course he's there. But everything is breaking news. When information is presented as hot, viral, or even controversial, you're more likely to click because you believe it may be important. I've got to know this information. But what happens, it distracts you. And it overemphasizes the critical nature of something, raising your concern, stress, or worry when you don't need to be. We worry about all of these things when it's really not urgent. One of the reasons why the overwhelm is so overwhelming today is because everything is urgent. Everything is breaking news. Everything is viral. We want it to go viral, so it has to be controversial and something that's, we don't even have all the information. We don't have all the facts, but we've got to put it out there as breaking news. It's urgent. Number four, it's complex and disempowering. Another reason, she writes, you're overwhelmed has to do with the complexity of the information. Things can be challenging to understand because multiple factors are at play, from political, economic, and social factors to technological, legal, and environmental issues. At the same time, things are complex. More information, most information sources cover only the most superficial details and sound bites. And as a result, we have less exposure to the deep dives or nuances that would enhance our comprehension of the issues. All we get all day long, we just get these sound bites about events, about politics, about what somebody said. Rarely do we get the whole story, but we base our entire worldview on sound bites, and it's affecting our mental health. The implication of reduced understanding is that we feel powerless, and this can have negative effects on our mental health. Number five, it may not be trustworthy. Another element of overwhelm, she writes, is the concern about what news is actually real. We are being manipulated easily on social media and through the mainstream media. Today, everybody has an agenda. It's not that we're actually taking in news. We are taking in people's opinions about news. And we have all these devices and access to information, but it's not trustworthy. And that is causing us to believe things that are not true and to be overly worried about everything. It may not be trustworthy. Here's a big one. This one, I think, is so true. She says the overwhelm is so overwhelming today because you're accessing it alone. Another little-known challenge of our information overwhelm is that we're largely accessing information alone. Gone are the days of sitting around the radio together or spending an evening watching television as a family. Instead, consumption on our devices tends to be while we are focused, we are focusing individually. Even if we're in the same room with others, we're scrolling on our own. The implication is that we're making sense of things by ourselves. Without others to weigh in, share thinking, empathize, provide alternative points of view, pushback, we are just accessing all of this information and news by ourselves. And it is destroying our minds, our relationships, our families, our marriages. So how do you manage this? I thought this is pretty significant because Dr. Brower in this article gives some ways to manage the overwhelm. I want to connect these to spiritual things because they all can be connected to what the Bible teaches us about life. And since I'm a pastor, I'm actually doing a sermon series right now titled Overwhelmed. And that's how I came across this information in my research for this series. And I want to connect what she says in this article. I don't know if she's a believer or not. I don't know. But here's what she says to do. to deal with being overwhelmed. She says, set boundaries and manage your consumption. Scripture before screen. Some of you need to put reminders on your phone when it's time to shut it down. Stop scrolling. Stop putting that into your mind. Set limits on what you're going to look at and how long you're going to be on your phone. And set limits about your social media. Maybe you need to get rid of your social media. Maybe you need to say, you know, I'm only going to look at the news one time today just to see what's happening, and that's it. I'm only going to check my Facebook feed one time today and just look at it for just, you know, 2 minutes, and then that's it. I don't know. Set some boundaries and manage your consumption. Number two, she says, do activities other than scrolling. Have coffee with a neighbor. Spend time in nature, she says. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we could do besides scroll. Be productive. Go and minister to someone. Spend time with some people. Be connected to your church family. Get involved in a small group in your church. Start serving others. Find something else to do. Be productive. Get a job. Do something besides just scroll and take in all of this information that might not even be true. Number three, learn all you can. Learn all you can. Instead of just listening to sound bites and then making your core values on those sound bites, maybe learn. Take some time to learn. You know, I'm not saying to change your beliefs, but it's okay to listen to people that don't agree with you. You might actually grow. You might actually learn something from them. Doesn't mean you're going to change your values, but you can grow, and at least you'll know why you believe what you believe. And as a Christian, the most significant way you can do this is to learn God's Word. Just put God's Word into your mind and heart. Learn the Bible. Learn what it says. Study the Bible so you know what it actually says. Next, she says, spend time with friends. Having a few good friends is significantly correlated with all kinds of well-being and mental health. The Bible talks about friendship, how important it is that we have community and relationships with one another. That's why the church is so important in your life. It's the body of Christ. That's why the Bible over and over tells us, do not neglect meeting together, because God knows the value of community. And so stop scrolling on your phone and start spending time with people and get connected to the body of Christ. Next, she says, contribute to your community. Another way to offset the overwhelm is to take positive action, she says. Volunteer in your community and do things that allow you to express your talents and capabilities. Did you know that we all have a gift that God's given to us? We all have a certain shape, a certain giftedness, certain spiritual gifts that God's given to us to use to help serve His church and to serve our community. There are people all around that need you to just be kind to them, for you to take a meal to them, for you to share a cup of coffee with, for you to just to notice their pain. There are all kinds of ways to be involved through a local church in serving the community that opens up the doors for the gospel. In this age of being overwhelmed, I am thankful that we can trust that we have a faithful God, a God that is trustworthy, a God that tells us the truth, and a God that will always keep His promises. And so today, I pray that through Jesus Christ, you have a relationship with Him and that you can cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Well, I hope this has been helpful in some ways, and grateful for the article from Dr. Tracy Brower, who sparked a lot of questions and thoughts and intrigue in my mind. 6 reasons you're overwhelmed and how to handle information overload. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends and loved ones and subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. Thank you for listening, and always remember the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.